Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
On the roads in Centurion, there's been an accident on the N14 West after the Brakfontein interchange. Traffic is queuing on the way to the scene, and you can expect slow-moving traffic in Johannesburg North due to an earlier accident on Witkoppen Road West near Pritchard Street.
The South African Communist Party has urged President Cyril Ramaphosa to speed up the appointment of his new cabinet. This as the country has been waiting for the announcement of the president's executive team for a week now. The Department of Health, meanwhile, confirmed yet another mpox death. And moving abroad, President Joe Biden from the USA hailed the long-awaited arrival of Kenyan police to Haiti as a first step to ease the violence-wracked country's crisis. He pledged continued U.S. support. I'm Aline Fouchier. More news at 7. Kicking off the business minutes abroad, here's Robert Cameron from Fisher Dugmore Securities. He starts off with mixed markets in earlier trade.
The Nasdaq rebounding 0.7%, led by tech heavyweight Nvidia. The S&P 500 gained 0.3%, while the Dow is down a similar amount. U.S. consumer confidence came in slightly better than expected, while the home price index rose 7.2% year-on-year, showing resilience with the consumer.
Moving elsewhere, not a good day for European industries.
The DAX in Germany losing 0.9%, the FTSE in London down 0.4%, and the CAC in Paris losing 0.6%. Planemaker Airbus dropped 10% after announcing difficulties securing parts for its commercial planes.
A dollar is trading at R18.22, a euro R19.51, and a pound R23.11. Gold is trading at $2,321.14 per fine ounce, and oil at $85.41 per barrel of Brent crude. I'll be back at 7.
We start off with some football news. Kylian Mbappe is back in the France starting lineup for today's Euro 2024 clash against Poland in his first appearance since suffering a broken nose against Austria just over a week ago. And Mbappe injured himself late on in the victory that they won 1-0 against the Austrians on the 17th of June and didn't play any part in Friday's goalless draw against the Netherlands and Leipzig as a result. And speaking of the Netherlands, the last time we checked, they were actually trailing by 1-0 in their match against Austria, and France and Poland were still deadlocked at 0-0. Later on in the day, England take on Slovenia with Denmark facing Serbia in the other group games. The Blue Bulls edged the Golden Lions while they were big wins for Western Province 15, Pumas and the Free State sides on the second day of the Under-18 Craven Week, and that was in Krugersdorp. The highly anticipated Trans-JXK Wurskuil derby at Wurskuil Monument lived up to the hype with the hosts and the Bulls scoring 10 tries between them, and of course that was great for the Bulls as well, who managed to get that victory. David Warner's 15-year international career came to an end in an anticlimactic way earlier today as Australia were dumped out of the T20 World Cup in excruciating fashion. Australia and Warner could only watch on powerlessly as Afghanistan instead reached the semi-finals by beating Bangladesh in a nail-biting victory that saw them winning by 8 runs. Novak Djokovic says that he'll only play at Wimbledon if he's fit enough to fight for the title, and this as his recovery from knee surgery is going well, according to him. The 7-time champion at the All England Club was forced to withdraw ahead of his French Open quarterfinal against Casper Ruud earlier on in the month after tearing a medial meniscus in his right knee. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
This is Pick and Mix, exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
It is Pick and Mix from 6:30 until 7. Tonight is a very special edition because it is Roseanne McKenzie birthday bops night.
You know, we didn't even have to think about a theme because I just wanted to play songs that I wanted to hear, starting with this one.
Another one. We the best.